We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marty Griffin. Last week I talked to my wife, Christine, about, she has this fabulous Kidsburg segment about parents aren't taking their kids to Children's Hospital or to the pediatrician to get vaccines. Then I talked to Stanley Marks and Bob Ferris, two big shot doctors at Hillman, that folks aren't going to get cancer screenings. It's bizarre. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today, an ad campaign is starting. And it's a nationwide campaign. It says, don't let COVID-19 fear delay doctor visits. Concerns about being infected at a medical facility have caused a decline in well patient and emergency room visits. It's frightening. The number is astounding in terms of hospital visits. Dr. Ashu Jadhav. Hi, doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
This is actually a phenomenon that I would not have expected to happen. I mentioned children and vaccines. I mentioned cancer. You're even seeing it in some stroke patients, are you not, sir?
That's correct. When we look at stroke admissions at Presbyterian Hospital at UPMC in the month of March of this year, we've noticed that there's been a marked decline in overall emergency room visits, as well as a 40% decline in stroke visits. And this is in comparison to prior years. We compare to March 2017, 18, and 19, and in comparison, March 2020 had a significant decline.
Hey, doctor, I'm trying to figure this out because I have so much family that works in the system, and they would argue the hospitals are cleaner now and safer now than they ever have been. What do you see this? What's going on here, doc?
So the phenomenon that we're seeing here in Pittsburgh has been described in other parts of the country, and not just for stroke, as you mentioned, in pediatric visits, as well as in cardiology and with heart attacks. Patients are waiting at home with symptoms because of the anxiety about coming to the hospital and the fear of being exposed to COVID. So these delays in presentations for the stroke population happen really for several reasons. One is that sometimes the symptoms of a stroke can be mild, and so patients feel that these symptoms can be ignored or that they'll go away on their own. But the real damage is that if you have mild symptoms, that could be the precursor of a much more devastating stroke that may happen. And so even though it may seem trivial at the time that you have some numbness or some mild symptoms that go away, it is a warning sign that you could have a bigger stroke.
Dr. Ashu Jadhav with UPMC. Doctor, I find this to be fascinating. I mean, let's kind of take a leap here and suggest that if you stay home with stroke symptoms, it could worsen, you could die, right?
Absolutely. The stroke symptoms can be quite variable, which is what makes it a challenging condition, because the symptoms can be as sort of minor as some numbness in a part of the body, or they could be as severe as complete weakness and paralysis of one side of the body and inability to speak or understand what's being spoken to you. And so these kind of disabling symptoms can lead to lifelong disability. So that broad spectrum of symptoms can mislead people that, oh, it's just a minor symptom. This is something I can sit on or get seek medical attention later at a different time. And that's simply not true. These mild symptoms really can suggest that there's a blockage somewhere in the body And initially, there may be just a small blockage that can progress and lead to a blockage in a bigger blood vessel. And this is really where we see the large strokes that can cause lifelong disability and even death.
Joining us live on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Dr. Ashutosh Yadav from UPMC. Doctor, what can you tell listeners and possible patients to ease their stress and anxiety, sir, by coming to see a doctor?
Well, I think what we're recognizing is that with the current pandemic, there's basically two kinds of impacts on healthcare. One is related to the virus itself, that COVID-19 obviously causes a lot of damage to not just the lungs, but also to other parts of the body. And in fact, there is some data that COVID-19 increases the risk of stroke and heart attack. But secondly, there's a phenomena which I would say is like a bystander phenomena, a secondary phenomena, where patients who don't have COVID-19 are not seeking the medical attention they need for this concern that they may be exposed to the virus. And I can say that in our system, the incidence of COVID-19 is relatively low. We're actually seeing more damage to patients who don't have COVID-19 as they delay seeking care. And the incidence of stroke and COVID-19 in our system is pretty low. We've only seen a couple of cases, but overall, we're seeing a big decrement or decrease in cases because people just aren't coming to see the doctor. So what we don't want to see happen is, because of the virus, people are afraid to seek medical attention and end up having complications related to other treatable conditions.
Doctor, have you ever seen this before? Even through the AIDS epidemic and SARS, and have you ever seen this phenomenon, doctor, in your career?
Well, I can tell you that there's many reasons people can avoid seeking medical attention, and this has been described in the literature for other instances. I'll give you an example. I did my training in Boston, and during the World Series, when the Red Sox were in the World Series, patients who would have symptoms concerning for heart attack were basically delaying care because they were either watching the game and felt that this was a symptom they could sit on, and certainly that's not safe, but because of the distraction, they were focusing on the game and not on their body and their health. And what this led to was a decrease in admissions to the hospital for heart attacks. And then after the World Series, patients then would come into the hospital in high numbers, and there would be an uptick in the number of patients. And the problem with that is that whenever a part of the body is not getting good blood flow, that means that the oxygen is being deprived to those parts of the body.
Sure.
That organ is dying off. And the more you delay, the more you wait, the less the likelihood of benefit of the treatments we can offer. So time is of the essence in treating a lot of these conditions, stroke, heart attack. And so this phenomenon has been described before.
Right.
And certainly this is a very tragic reason why people would have worse outcomes after stroke than they should.
Amazing. Hey, Doc, stupid question, but men are a lot more ambivalent at best about coming to see a doctor. Have you seen this in numbers? The women seem smarter about this. I know my wife is. Do men hold out longer because they're stubborn or indifferent or indignant or ambivalent or just a pain in the butt?
Certainly, there's vulnerabilities to various conditions in both genders for different reasons.
Yeah.
I would say that this is kind of a complicated question because there's certainly delays in presentation in men, but there is good data that women actually do worse after a stroke. And it's not because they're delayed in presentation. It's because typically women, when they have strokes, are a little bit on the older side, and there's other factors that can increase the risk of stroke in women, such as estrogen and some of the hormones that can make your blood thicker and prone to clotting. So it's kind of a complicated question, but certainly there are delays in men seeking medical attention, not just for stroke, for other medical conditions as well.
Doctor, it's a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Talk to you again. Life-saving information. Get to the damn doctor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.